Lentigo is benign hyperpigmented macule, which is characterized by the presence of a large number of the melanocytes. So the condition in which the lentigenes or the lentigo are present is known as a lentiginosis. So the term lentiginosis is applied when exceptionally large number of the lentigenes are present or they are present in the distinctive distribution. The lentiginosis is of various types depending upon the distribution or the areas of the body involved or the time at which they erupt and the causative factors or the predisposing factors. So depending upon these attributes, we can classify them into generalized lentiginosis, unilateral lentiginosis or zostreiform lentiginosis, inherited patent lentiginosis in the black people, eruptive lentiginosis and pure lentigenes. So we'll discuss them one by one. In a generalized lentiginosis, as the name shows, that these lentigenes are present in the generalized distribution all over the body, and they are multiple, either present singly or they erupt in small crops at irregular intervals from the infancy onwards. The pathogenesis of the generalized lentiginosis is not known, but in majority of the cases there is not does not appear to be a genetic factor in the pathophysiology of the pathogenesis. Then comes the unilateral lentiginosis, in which these lentigenes are present on one side of the body, on the unilateral side of the body. And these may or may not be associated with the neurological abnormalities. So when they are present on the unilateral side of the body, they may either involve one of the dermatome, which will be called the zostreiform lentiginosis, or they may be present in the Blaschko linear distribution. There was a case reported in which there was unilateral lentiginosis with the contralateral nevus depigmentosis. Then come the inherited patent lentiginosis in the black people. So as the name shows, that this type of the lentiginosis is inherited as autosomal dominant inheritance, and the onset occurs in the childhood, and their occurring the presence of the familial history is also important. There is a familial clustering. In this, there is a generalized lentiginosis affecting the face, lips, extremities, buttocks, palms and soles, but the mucosal surfaces are not affected, and these is commonly present in the black people. Then comes eruptive lentiginosis, by which we mean that the widespread occurring of a large number of the lentigenes which erupt suddenly and then rapidly progress over a period of months or years, and it is well recognized in adolescents and young adults who have taken chemotherapeutic agents or immunosuppressive therapy.